Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're celebrating our 17th anniversary, continuing to celebrate that week, the 17th anniversary week, as we move through the show this week. And we thank you for all the great years, and we especially thank our good friend Jerry Salente for joining us again. He was an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's a 1998 model, May 1998 when he first joined us. And he is the author of the Trends 2000, and which was a great book in that year, in 1998, I guess, when we first met him. But it's become a book of prophecy, folks, and it's amazing what he's capable of seeing. His trend journal has been around for 22 or 3 years. He's been doing this for 35 years, probably. And he's been helping, sharing his wisdom and his foresight with us for over 16 years. He's our good friend, Jerry Salente. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, happy anniversary. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate it very much. Jerry, I want you to start out by giving us your perspectives from a global standpoint. Let's start out globally, and then we'll start narrowing things down a little bit as we move through our visit. And when you look out across the globe, what do you see right now in general?
Well, the economies around the world are either on negative growth or stagnant. And we're not talking in general.
I mean, Japan just dropped into a recession, for example.
Exactly. And not only did they drop into a recession, Abenomics, that was touted as another name for quantitative easing.
Yeah.
Was supposed to push the economy forward. And not only did it not push it forward, as you mentioned, it's gone into a recession. But what's really significant about it is that their plan to juice the economy by pumping in cheap money, in terms of GDP, if it was equal to the United States, they pumped in 4 times the amount of money.
Wow.
Now, with it failing, I think Einstein said that, you know, it's insanity to repeat the same thing over and over again and expect different results. They've doubled up on it. They've increased Abenomics by 60%. It would be the equivalent of the Federal Reserve dumping in $3 trillion a year.
Wow. Which they've done almost $3 trillion. The U.S. Fed has done almost $3 trillion in about 6 years.
About five years.
Yeah,
$4.2 trillion they're holding. They're doing this in 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and it's failing. Then you look at China. They have the housing market is bust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an estimated 70 million vacant luxury apartments.
You've heard of the Potemkin villages of Russia. It's almost like a Potemkin country over there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's well put. Yeah, it's a Potemkin country, exactly. And there are all these empty cities that they've built, and they also, when you look at
I never believed their GDP numbers over the years. I know that they were booming and they were doing well compared to the rest of the world, but I never believed their numbers.
Well, you know, I don't believe anybody's numbers, and I agree with you. I don't believe their numbers either. But when you look at their numbers, you look back in 2013, mm-hmm. and you saw real estate market grow by about 27%. Already this year, it's down over 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at what's going on. The real indicator out here, Europe. I mean, Europe is still in a recession. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I mean, look at it, they say that Greece got out of the recession. How stupid. They had a couple of quarters of growth, and marginal growth, and that means they're not in a recession. They have about 30% unemployment.
Yeah. Well, and the Eurozone is retracting. It is not going in the right direction. And you know, you got Russia is propped up by oil. As oil prices continue to come down, Russia will be in a bind. And so folks, he's right. There's a lot of challenges out there, and on the one hand, it sounds like there might be inflation being created, but the things the economists are worried about the most, which is the most dangerous of all, is deflation. And we're going to talk some more about all this with our good friend Gerald Celente. I told you to buckle your seatbelts when Gerald joined us, and he's still here, so don't unbuckle. We'll be right back 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.